another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Corey Vincent here, and you are in store for a treat because you are listening to the Video Game Bang, brought to you by Energy Esports, Oblivion Comics and Coffee, and Antlion Audio. Keep your headphones, add them on, Mike. Ah, man, it's been an exciting week for me. As we've been talking about in the last couple episodes, I've started a new job in the world of social media with an esports company. And it's been a whirlwind of excitement. I've never been happier in my life. Speaking of a guy who's never been happier in his life, welcome to the show, my co-host and good friend, Aaron Carter.
Wow. Wow. You got married, right? There it is. Never been happier in his life.
You know, the wedding and stuff. Yeah, sure. It was great. Okay. Whatever.
It's right. Cool. I'm just saying.
I'm sure when I have a kid, that'll be fun too.
He said, second.
Oh, parts of it, I'm sure.
Close second was the wedding.
Kid's going to be a third.
Yeah. Hard third.
Hard third. Hard third.
There's a difference, though. Like, I've never had a job I've liked so much. It's pretty crazy. I don't want to curse it because, like, watch next week. Everything's going to change and, you know, they're just buttering me up for this gig. But nothing to complain about. Absolutely nothing. Working from home. You know, people have been, like, telling you it's going to be tough. Like, you're going to get lonely.
And your undies?
Yeah.
We don't want to know that.
I haven't worn pants.
Well, first of all, you have an internet job.
I'm not wearing pants right now.
So you can't be lonely.
He is. He really is. Don't get frightened.
Cannot be lonely. You have an internet job.
I don't think so, too. Like, we're in the age of information and technology. Everyone's just a phone call away. A buddy of mine, another work-at-home dude, we play Magic. Jay Gist is in this area, and he's like, yeah, on lunches, come over, we can play some Street Fighter. Like, it's going to be cool.
You're not supposed to admit that. You're supposed to be working 24/7 from home.
I don't have to. That's what's so cool about this thing. It's so awesome. So,
and then there's Tinder, you know?
And there's Tinder.
Swipe what? Right.
It keeps there's me Tinder. So busy during my day.
Just keep swiping right and see who pops up.
Speaking of swiping right, how you doing, David Webb?
Wow.
Is that the bad one?
I don't know.
I've never used it.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? I don't know. Somebody
Speaking
in chat
of
will know.
Swiping the bad direction.
Yeah.
Is...
I would think right for the right person.
It's the right one.
I guess. That would be the smart thing right. for a programmer
I would
to do.
If you swiped right, that means you just keep going. And if you swipe left, you go back. So, I don't know. Well, I've never been on it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so,
look at her, like, assuming she has, she knows. She knows, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking of what, she knows. That was a terrible
Horrible.
Transition point. Yeah.
Nailed it.
She's the cosplay queen of Sacramento, royalty in our area.
Get me
Jessica,
a crown.
The maid of honor.
Just kidding. Damn. I'm not that great. Hello, everyone. Super excited to be here, per usual. These guys have become my Wednesday family.
Aww. So
don't
you
cry,
are
don't
get,
cry.
You're getting ready for actually we are getting ready for a big trip.
Yes.
What's the schedule looking like? Are you a cosplayer who's like always behind? Because I know that that's kind of like the thing, like cosplay. You put it off. Are you going to be stitching the day before you jump in the car?
Not gonna lie, because I'm normally the most procrastinating person, and it's normally due to like fundage and stuff. But because of my amazing patrons on Patreon. I was able to get all of the materials way ahead of time, and I'm pretty well
so
on the
So you're on the ball. And you've actually been streaming your progress,
I
right?
have been.
Oh, yes. Nice segue there. Twitch.tv/made_?
Nope, just made it might.
You got it?
I did.
Oh, so lucky. So just twitch.tv/made_. It's actually hosting this show right now.
It is.
Join the conversation.
Yes.
That's what we say in the biz. I've been in the biz for about a week, and so one of the things we like to say is join the
conversation. It's been a week?
You're professional.
No, Monday was your first day.
True.
So it's been three days.
It's been 3 days.
Jeez.
Aaron, is working from home something you've ever like cared about?
That's
doing?
That's a goal, sir.
Is it really?
Because yeah, it sounds stupid and corny, but I would really like to be like a stay-home dad. work from home and, you know, kind of.
He's single, ladies. Talk about Tinder.
Well, I mean,
I really just want to be a stay-at-home dad.
Swipe. Oh, wait. He's a stay-at-home dad.
I've kind of just been.
Long walks on the beach, making some smoothies.
Wear sunglasses indoors and at night.
A lot of. And I got a lot of questions on that one, too. When they were asked
we
that.
Need to make Aaron's Tinder profile.
No, we do. Yeah.
We need to make that a segment.
You can tell that it's fall because he started wearing a beanie.
Oh, yeah. That's so brilliant. Yeah, can we, like, can we Twitch stream Tinder?
We can figure out a way. We'll make it let work. The writers, we're the VGB.
Then we'll end up on Catfish next week. I'm going to be completely honest. Yeah. The job I'm doing right now, honestly, because I have Aaron, you've known me for a long time.
Uh-huh.
You know I'm very skeptical. And I have it's hard to like be convinced that something good is happening.
Cautiously optimistic.
I just don't believe it. When things are going so well, I think, how is this fucked up?
In the same way.
And with this gig, I swear to God, up until a few days before I started, I was thinking, what if this whole thing is a catfish? What if, like, it's a fan? What if it's Gaming Since Gaming?
Wow.
And he hired, like, a British voice actor, and then they infiltrated all this stuff, and then I'm going to get the job, and they're going to be like, psych, bitch.
2 years later.
Yeah.
Psych.
It's a long con.
They've paid you every single time. They've been paying
you. And joke's on you.
Ha, ha, ha.
I got to say, though, of all of our listeners / watchers, GSG would be the one to do it.
And he'd have the strings to do it.
He would. I think he is just diabolical enough to do it.
Wow.
I admit that in 100% as a compliment.
Really?
Yep.
Didn't sound like it. Sounded
it was negging.
Yeah, sound like negging.
New word I learned.
I finally had my answers appeased last night. A buddy of mine, Kenrick, invited me to go to a basketball game, Sacramento Kings at the new Golden One Center. And I saw via Twitter that my new boss, Andy Miller, was going to be there because he's a co-owner. And so I sent him a message, a text. I was like, hey, dude, I'm going to be at the thing too. You know, this will be a chance for us to finally meet. And, you know, partially because I wanted to meet him. The other part, I wanted to make sure I wasn't getting catfished. So, sure enough, he's a real human being.
Good to hear.
I matched his face to what I've seen on
Creep.
Articles and right? stuff and on VGBstudios.com.
Facial recognition stuff, yeah.
I use the most advanced.
You pulled up a picture on Google and literally just like Google compared them. Yeah. Right in person.
It's a montage of him just like looking at different pictures. Montage.
And he's like, at half, you can have my seats because I'm going to be moving across to sit with a couple other people. And it was courtside. When he handed me the ticket to get to the spot, it said row one. I'd never.
Like, is that such a thing?
I was like, oh, it'll be closer. And Kenrick was like, are we going to get upgrades? I was like, I think so. It'll be an upgrade. I'm sure. I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't know what it'll be. Handed me the ticket, row one, right on the baseline.
Excuse me?
The baseline.
Was there a band?
Baseball?
No, the middle, like, or
sports.
Half court.
We're still talking about sports, right?
So it was half court.
Oh yeah, no, not the baseline. Baseline's under the basket.
Good.
No, come on.
Gravy.
Oh, I don't know what the guy is.
Sports so much, Aaron.
He was right behind the diamond, and he got to see
the
a good
goal.
Show.
I got to see DeMarcus Cousins hit a strike. I mean, still, it was really cool.
Said they bowled perfectly.
It was a perfect 300.
Perfect 300.
It was intimidating. It was definitely a bucket list type of thing. Like when the players run by,
they
like,
sweat on you.
Oh yeah, all over. It's so great. No, but like when they run by, like the floor is shaking like crazy. The ref is blocking your way, so you can't see shit sometimes. Like it was, you're in the action. You hear the players talking shit in between rounds.
Supposed to be. Yeah, when they were
on the pitch.
The ring man was cutting their eyes.
The cut man was fixing them up.
Yeah.
The catcher was saying. Okay.
It was incredible. So thanks to Andy for that. I got to meet Mark Mastroff, who's a co-owner of Energy, co-owner of the Kings. Dude made $1 billion in the fitness industry. Nice. Works with the UFC now. DeMarcus Cousins' manager, super awesome guy. From what I hear, DeMarcus Cousins' manager is like the man in Sacramento. Like he's the kingpin. But he's nice. Like.
Well, Andy
the kingpin was nice to certain people too.
Exactly.
So you got around a car door with him.
Boom. Exactly.
So we may have like a Sacramento kingpin in DeMarcus Cousins' manager, but from what I hear, he's like the nicest human.
Is he bald?
Of all time. No, he's not.
Oh.
Very nice, full head of hair.
Does he wear a white like coat?
He did. He was wearing all
Is
white.
He really
in a
tall?
Purple ascot. Yeah.
In a purple ascot. It was weird. Yeah.
This did his hair look like a wig and maybe he's bald underneath?
No.
That you know of?
No.
Did you grab it?
I should have. Missed opportunity. That was one of the things. You know, we met Andy because I had to give him his tickets back. So I met him kind of on the court and he was going to walk me like through the court side area to meet Mark. And he kind of got in front of us and security, me and my friend Kenrick, did not look as if we belonged there. I've never been like strong armed as much by a security guard. And it was like a little security guard too. Like
did he turn around and be like, he's with us?
No, he was like already halfway across. We were like, Andy, no.
Wow.
And we had to go like walk all the way around. He was like, what the fuck happened? And I was like, the security's monsters like around here.
Didn't you have a ticket? And you show them the ticket?
Yeah, it didn't matter. Yeah, they didn't care.
They were just
the
like, nope, this guy looks cray. He stole that ticket from somewhere. He got out of the garbage.
I had to. That's the only way I could have been there. So, pretty incredible. But yeah, it's I don't know.
You're right. You have no more words.
Good segue. Right,
I have no words.
Really quick.
Oh,
what?
Horrible.
Dang it.
This is probably my favorite song, though.
What you playing, everybody? This is where we play. It's our oldest running game on this show. It's actually a game. You guys didn't know. I've been keeping track the whole time with points. I'm currently in the lead. Webb is in last place. Aaron, you're pretty close. Depending on what happens today, you may be able to take the lead. Wow. And Jessica's just getting started, but she's already passed Webb already.
Oh, my gosh. How did we get points in this game?
Funny, because we play in the same game.
I completely just decide off the top of my head. Like, you got 1,000,000 points last week?
Sweet. I've never got 1,000,000 points in anything.
Webb got -5.
Oh.
Which is ironic because we played the same game last week.
We really did.
Yeah, I know, but her delivery was just so much better.
Her delivery.
Wow.
Aaron, what you been playing?
Grand Theft Auto.
Oh.
Been playing the new update with the Sands of Anarchy mods.
I had so much fun watching you play it.
Do you get to like ride motorcycles in like a gang?
Yes.
Sons of Anarchy do you do?
Is well, it see, like it's not an actual Sons of Anarchy mod, but it's like a biker gang.
Well, I swear, update. What I was watching you do in that like flophouse, I've seen in Sons of Anarchy.
Oh no, yeah, I specifically because you can pick like they have like 7 different houses to pick from, right? I picked the one that was the closest resembled, Sons of Anarchy. It's at like an old gas station, though, even though, I mean, on the inside, it didn't look like, an old gas station.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Exactly.
It could be an old gas station.
I bought it for like $20,000 and then walked in there. Jim is behind the bar serving drinks. And I was like, you're still alive. That's crazy.
I was disappointed in your lack of cut.
Did you take care of that? Yesterday, yeah. The day before, because I did this the day before yesterday. So yesterday, I actually went to the first clothing store, and they have a whole bunch of different cuts. Like, you can get, I got to finally see all the
For those
upgrades.
Of you who have not seen Sons of Anarchy, what's a cut, Aaron?
It's a jacket that has your insignia, like some,
It's
your,
like your kit.
So it's your biker gang jacket.
Yeah, your biker
it's
gang jacket.
It's a vest.
It's like
a
your
vest.
Club jacket.
But see, they have all different types, not just the vest ones. Ooh. They had, like, what was Opie's dad's
part of this
name?
Club.
Oh, Happy?
No, it wasn't Happy.
No, Happy was the cool guy.
Happy was the crazy. Guy. Yeah. So they had every different type one.
Save us.
They had every different type of cut you can think of, and they were just amazing. I was like, this is.
Do they have one with a bunny on it? Because I can think of a bunny one.
Well, you could put your own kind of logo on there.
Okay, but do they have a bunny you can choose?
No, I don't think
so. There you go.
Kendra D in chat says Piney.
Piney. They had Piney's like faded,
Piney, Opie, Happy.
Yeah.
Is this the Seven Dwarves or?
Oh, I mean, and so you have whoever creates it, of course, they're the president. Then you have to pick your VP. You have a soldier at arms. You have a
sergeant.
Sergeant at arms. Yeah. You have crap. There's like 2 other positions as well that make up your whole biker gang.
Wheel
and stuff
shiner.
Like that. But then when I was driving around in the surfer, and I don't know how you do this.
Low ranking position.
But I kept seeing so and so's prospect is dead. So and so's prospect is dead.
Oh, you get a prospect?
And I was like, how? I don't know how to do that though. I just kept seeing on the server that I was on somebody was killing other people's prospects. So I was
what's a prospect?
They're a potential member
to
of
be
the
in
MC.
The game. Yeah. Usually there's like a time limit. You have like to be a trainee. Prospect for like a year, and then they have to do all the shit jobs around the MC.
Yes. The wheel shiner.
Yes, exactly.
They're the wheel shiner.
They're the wheel
shiner. And then eventually they'll get a cut if they, you know.
Did you say like a trainee?
Yeah.
Yes, you're in trainee.
From now on, I want Jessica to narrate Sons of Anarchy. That's the only way I'm going to watch it.
This guy's jacket is pretty cute.
Wow. Matches his shoes.
That's I think cool. We just came up with a new segment.
He's wearing a hat today. That's new.
It's a cool game. I really like the update. And I'm like, this is all free. You guys have been playing on this, you know, for probably 2 years now, and it's... All this updates is free? Like,
I want it.
What the hell?
I've never felt the itch to come back to the game after I was watching you play. But I had plenty of fun just watching you play. Like,
okay.
I felt like I was experiencing it.
Here's the real question.
Okay.
Are there hookers?
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of hookers.
GTA
Do the hookers wear cuts?
Oh, you mean like old ladies?
No, old ladies can't wear cuts.
No, old ladies don't
wear cuts.
You can't
have a biatch on the side?
I never saw in that whole thing, so I don't think women are allowed.
You can't be a woman biker?
No.
No, no.
They have ladies and stuff.
They
though.
Have ladies and they have bikes, but there's no
there
such thing
no
as a lady biker.
Yeah, in Sons of Anarchy, they went the longest time, like, you couldn't have a black guy in your club.
So my
now black guy's a president.
Dreams of having my hooker be my prospect could never come true.
No. I know your hooker would be your old lady.
That'd be your old lady.
Yeah, and then she'd eventually just be your old lady.
Webb, what you playing?
Overwatch.
Still on the Overwatch.
Still on the Overwatch.
How's your rank doing?
It's better.
What rank are you?
I am silver.
No, but like the number. What's the number?
1880 something.
Eesh. I started out at 22.
Well, dang.
He solo-queued a lot of it.
I did.
And he does play a lot of support, and it's rough out there for a support.
It is.
And the game won't accommodate for you, will it?
No, I'm trying. It's okay, so season 2. They fixed the ranking a lot.
Yes.
It's a lot better than season 1.
It is.
Because you don't lose as much, like, as many points, I feel like, and when you lose. And then you gain quicker. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
I feel like it. Maybe, you know, maybe that's just me.
I'm creeping up on plat. I'm so
are
close
you?
To plat. I'm like 150 points away.
Those games that we played with those randoms were, like, helped so much.
Yeah,
I actually got into a fortunate position where I prestige, quote unquote, you know, hit level 100.
Yeah.
Oh, so you got to power level through the Halloween.
Yes.
Oh,
so
nice.
I just got a whole bunch of just like, you know, little pumpkin boxes. And I was like, this is pretty sweet. I'm only still level 5. Like, I can still just keep going and farming the crap out of stuff to get more boxes. I was like,
I should have just waited to start until
Halloween. It's a good time to like. You know, or any holiday.
If you haven't played Overwatch yet and you've been thinking about it, now's the time because you'll start at level 1, which is great. And then because you gain levels so fast at the beginning, it's like cheating. And you'll get a bunch of loot crates or the Halloween loot boxes.
Pumpkin derps.
Whatever they're called.
We went on a losing streak and I was like, yep, we're good.
When I was going to the forums, like waiting to see what the hell was up with the Halloween update, when we were going to get it, everyone was saying, I don't know when it's coming, but I need to get to level 100 really fast so that I could power level and just get a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
What you playing, Jessica?
Overwatch as well.
Overwatch as
well. I'm trying real hard because I haven't really been playing for crazy long. So I've been trying to get up to level 25 so I can finally play ranked with you guys.
I want you to get there. Yeah.
I'm at level 20, so.
Oh, man.
Not much more left.
Someone is smurfing on your account, aren't they?
What does smurfing mean?
Oh, so.
Yeah, go ahead.
So basically, smurfing means like you're a high level player and you start like or you play on a friend's account who's a low level, or you start a new account and you just start building up ranks. So, like, in competitive play, like in League of Legends. You know, if there was like a level 2 guy who was just wrecking face, you're like, oh, smurf. Because they got a max account somewhere else.
Oh,
this is a secondary account and they're just melting us.
Well, no, actually, a friend of mine is in town and he wanted to play it for the first time ever. So has never played it before, and he's been playing against like AI and stuff just to get a feel for it and see if he liked it. But he only did that for like a day.
I don't know if I would trust anyone with my account. You're very bold.
Wow.
Well, he doesn't. Well, he was playing games that you don't even get experience for.
Okay.
Like, he legit was just, you know, playing against AI or whatever and with AI. So,
if someone jumps on my account and has a bad game and starts ruining
my stats. Oh, see, I'm not ranked yet, so I don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
See, what? It's something about
these ranked
people. Also, I think he was only playing Bastion. And I don't play Bastion, so now my Bastion looks really good.
Your cousin will not play with us anymore.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
But why, what's her reasoning?
So she was like, at first she tried to put, oh, you guys aren't ranked yet. I can't play with you guys. You're not ranked. You know, you haven't done your 10 games. So me, Jerry, Steven, we all go through the process, get ranked.
Yeah.
Highest out of all of us is 24 or something. Jerry at 24, I'm at like 22. Steven's at like 21 or something. I'm not sure. We tell her, you know, hey, we're ranked.
Yeah.
Let's go do this. She's like, oh, what rank are you? And I was like,
wow.
I'm at 22, 21 or something like that. She's like, no, no, I can't do that. I can't play with those people. And I was like, what?
Wow.
I
agree. Racism.
I agree.
What?
I was doing really, really bad for a stretch, and I went down to the 17s. Like, I went way low into the underbelly of, like, silver gameplay.
Okay.
And it is hard to dig yourself out of that hole because people don't understand the game. And there's the odds of you getting into matches where people aren't metagaming, it makes it like a roll of the dice whether you're going to win or lose.
But aren't you playing with – I'm saying when you're playing with a team, though. You got three other people that you are playing with that you know.
Yeah, are they? Do they know the meta? Do they?
They. You
it's
can,
a PC thing, Aaron.
And you communicate.
I'm a good learner.
And like, you communicate.
I'm
yes.
also good at taking instructions. So if you're like, "Yo, do this and do that," I can do it.
It's called communication.
I know that now that I'm up in the almost plat region, the games are so much better. I'm finding even when we lose, it's by thinner margins, and everyone like it's like a legit at the end. It's not like, "Oh fuck," if you would have not just been Hanzo on attack. It's like, at the end, it's like, oh, that was a fucking good
match,
guys.
You solo queue?
Yes. So far, so good.
I'm going to try that. Because I haven't solo queued in rank. I always play with either Jerry.
If you're at 22, you're still hit or miss. Once you start hitting, like, 24, like where Jerry's at, he's probably in a sweet spot where people at least understand the meta. Whether they're good players, it's still to be decided. But at least they understand team comp. Very important.
I don't know. I even just downloaded FIFA 17. So I got that just waiting.
I mean, I'm just a like tiny beginner, and I already can tell like who's better at defense, who's better at attack. Like, if you don't have a healer, you're screwed. Like,
yeah, can't just have one healer.
You know, no, one healer.
I'm gonna break it up, guys. I'm gonna break it down. I got a new game. I've been playing Gears of War 4. Sorry,
gentlemen.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Is it working?
I love it. Yeah, no, it's working great. Okay. Crossplay is so good. It's play anywhere and crossplay, so you can be on your PC playing with people on the Xbox One.
Can you tell?
I think there's an indicator, like a little marker by their face. I know for me, at least, it says like I'm on a PC. I haven't touched the campaign yet because I'm waiting. I really love the experience of going through a Gears campaign with friends, so I won't go through it unless I get at least two more people. And so far, I've got who's going to be my team? Ivy Doomkitty is going to run through the campaign with me. My cousin Luke, and we still need one more. So, Webb, if you want to pony up, we can run through this Gears campaign.
I might just do that.
The game is good. I've only done Horde mode, which I can't recall the last Horde mode I played on Gears, but this one had a buy system. So there's like a chest in the middle. You're gaining points as you're working through the waves, and you can buy turrets. So it felt more like a strategic tower defense than it had in the past. I ran through 20 levels before I had to leave, so I was a dick who like left his team abandoned, and I apologized to those guys. But
you smurf you. Did I use it right?
It's only a two-player campaign? Did I just read that right?
It really is? That's disappointing. That's disappointing.
Gaming says it's a two-player campaign. If that's the truth, that's disappointing, because Gears is always four. Like, that was it.
Not always four.
Well, in the good days.
The very first one, I believe, was just two.
When you had Marcus, Dom.
Dom Loganowski.
Baird, Coltrane, Carmine.
Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff.
Damn. Gears of War going back to two-player co-op.
No! All right, don't buy the game.
Or do, and like me and Luke will run through it again. Yeah.
Yeah, because over me and Luke, he's going to pick Ivy.
Or do like, because me, Steven... Jerry and Noel, we're all playing Resident Evil 1 all over again at the same time.
Oh, on PlayStation?
On the PlayStation.
Because it's free.
Because it's free, yeah. We're playing it at the exact same time, and we're kind of just going through it together, you know, beating the game together.
I gotta say, my favorite will always be Resident Evil 4.
you are very, very smart for that, because it is probably the best one. It actually is the best one.
See, Gaming Since Gaming is putting some information in chat, and that's exactly why I thought it was four player, because there's four gears.
Yeah, but that doesn't, you know.
So two of them are AI, and you know how AI is.
Think about how many Ninja Turtle games there
are. They know exactly what to do always.
I hate AI. I don't know. At least the multiplayer was four, or the horde mode. So
that should have been five.
We could run through that. But great so far, with no campaign, just solid mechanics. It's my favorite Gears. Easily. I even played a competitive match, and maybe it's because the game just came out. I didn't get absolutely smoked. It was a very back-and-forth game. And just strategic. I missed that Gears of War duck and cover, you know, flanking system. You know, we had people in chat saying, all right, let's flank this dude. So we just both start doing the Gears of War run around the side and lit this fool up, picking up your downed opponent or friends. It's everything I needed. Like, I love it when games put time in between this franchise. Because it gave me plenty of time where I forgot all about Gears of War for like a couple years. And then they announce it, and you're like, okay, that's pretty cool. And then when it comes out, you start getting the feels of remembering how much fun you had on the last ones. And then it comes out and doesn't disappoint. I haven't experienced any glitches yet, but again, I haven't done campaign. What kind of glitches are you hearing about, Aaron?
Nothing serious. Nothing like game-breaking. It was just like just character models.
Like Inquisition?
Character models, kind of. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah, just stuff like that. That's all it was. Nothing, not like Mafia seems to be doing, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, I've heard.
Mafia seems to be glitching up, and I really wanted to play that one.
Give it time.
Yeah, okay, give it a couple of patches, yeah.
Give it a couple of patches, it'll be fine.
And a price drop.
Tisba, Flesh Wound.
Brain, bang, brain, brain, bang. You brain bang, brain bang, brain. You vote on Twitter, then we brain bang.
That is, of course, the brain bang theme song. I'm thinking about adding 30 seconds to it.
Good lord.
No. I love the reaction between these two.
Thinking about taking 30 seconds away from everybody's life.
I mean, I'm an optimist. I'm always the one who's all for everything.
Maybe
that's true. Even you were like,
I've heard your feedback. And that's why I'm thinking about maybe the second verse will save it.
Oh.
Because I did a lot of like housekeeping. I explained the rules, but I want to go into like a second verse about, you know,
the meta.
There are four things you can totally vote for, and they're always picked by us.
Yes, I don't think I described the game enough. I think there needs to be more description.
I think you're good.
You need to talk about the meta.
Yeah, you're quite all right.
Do we need to listen to it again?
No, we don't. No.
I think we're good.
What's the brain bang? What's the question?
I'm going to slap your hand.
This week we have a special brain bang. It's a two-parter, ladies and gentlemen. I did not put anything on Twitter this week because we're going to do this week something special. This week's brain bang question is, which video game character should be elected president of the United States?
United States?
Yes.
I thought this was president of
the world?
Video game world.
No,
like,
no. This is president of the United States. If we can pluck a video game character out of the video game, bring them into the real world...
Are you rethinking your...
No, I'll still defend my choice. I can always change. That's how you adapt.
What we have on the show is not three video game bang cast members in Aaron, David, and Jessica. What we have is three campaign managers for video game characters that will be running for president of the United States. Then we will let you guys vote over the next week, and we'll go over the results and have a celebration next week. Starting with Mr. Webb, who have you decided to nominate for president?
The Master Chief.
Halo's Master Chief.
Halo's Master Chief. With his vice president, Jameson Locke.
Who?
Spartan Locke.
Oh, yeah, see? Another nameless person. Go ahead, though.
That's good. You know, it'll be hard to dig up dirt on that one. That's the girl, right?
No.
Lexi.
Who's the girl? Who
That's
was
the girl,
who
right?
Who was played by the girl?
I can't tell if you're being serious or not.
No. There was a Spartan.
By Laura Bailey?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't remember her name.
Okay. Thanks for bringing me up to bring me down.
Yep. That's what I do. No, Spartan Locke in Halo 5. I mean, he was in Halo ODST and then Halo 5. the story went between playing as Locke and playing
as
you're
talking about
Chief.
Luke Cage?
Yes, I'm talking about Luke
He's
Cage.
He's talking about Luke Cage, Aaron.
Still don't know who.
That was the actor who played him.
Luke Cage?
Luke Cage.
Remember he was in the series, too? Yeah, see, I didn't watch that series.
And actually, that's who he was going against in Halo 4, right?
So now they're running together?
Halo 5?
Halo 5, yeah. They were like on the opposing sides of the storyline.
And now they're running together.
Sort of. Did you finish Halo 5?
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously they were going to get together. But...
Wow. That's how,
spoilers!
That's how Dawson's Creek works.
They hook up at the end,
Such a Monica.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay. All right. We'll dig into it a little bit deeper. Aaron, who did you choose?
There's only one choice. His name was Mario. Everybody.
I love where this is going. He's going for like the war hero.
And his You're
going for middle class, relatable.
And of course his running mate, best friend in the world, brother, Luigi Mario. Of course.
Are they American citizens?
Yes, they are. They actually are.
I want to see birth certificate.
I can prove. There's plenty I can prove. Yes, they're Italian American.
Jessica, you have the floor. Who are you nominating for president and vice president?
Well, I didn't think about it too hard.
because you have better things to do, clearly. Because
I just found out today I had to pick someone.
Don't break the illusion.
I mean, there was only one clear choice for me. And because I legitimately cannot think of anyone else to represent, I'm gonna stick with Soldier 76.
Soldier 76, yeah. And then Vice President who?
I didn't know we had to have a Vice President. But I'll have to go with Winston.
Oh, see, actually, I might have flipped that around, President Winston. But, all right, no, I dig it. Okay, so we have two war veterans, and we have Mario and Luigi. Webb, this is your time. I'm going to give you like 15, 20 seconds, and this is where you can plead your case to America, where they will vote on Twitter, then we'll brain bang. See, I'll use the lyrics. Okay.
All right.
Your time starts now.
He is a decorated war hero. He gets the job done no matter what, risking his life. And then having Locke by his side keeps him focused. Locke is very logical. He tries to keep everybody on the straight and narrow, even if it means going against his team. He has the best interest of the country in mind. The two combined, it's unstoppable. We will make America grapes again.
So
grapes?
I think Master Chief had an affair with a computer program at one point.
Would you
like to address this weird relationship? Because I don't think he's married to Cortana, but they have definitely a romance.
She's naked around him all the time.
She's
all the time.
Alleged, okay. And he did not have sexual relations with that computer program.
Wow. I think I'm sensing a her situation.
A her
He fell in love with his cell phone.
There's no proof for that.
All right. War hero, decorated war hero. Okay, I can see it. Go ahead, Aaron. What you got? Mario, you got 15 seconds to explain.
A staple in the video game community. He's been around for a long time, since 1981. First appearance in Donkey Kong. He's been the leader of many different groups. He's held down many different jobs. He's an everyday working man and still keeping his plumbing title. He's been a doctor. He's been in sports.
He has his doctorate.
Yes. He's the most relatable character you've ever been introduced to. Exactly.
Now I've...
Who should run the president? One word. Actually, two words. It's me. There it is.
Now,
are we allowed
to... I'm asking one question to each one.
That's what he's running on. It's me.
Allegedly, he has a drug problem. He's done... countless amounts of mushrooms.
He didn't inhale.
Whoa. I see him with pipes a lot.
He did not inhale. He's a plumber.
Allowed to...
I'll allow it.
Okay. If he's had so many jobs, how is he going to stay with this job as the president?
Well, see,
he can't
always
keep a job.
Throughout the history, he's always held the plumber, no matter what he's done. He's always had more than
plumber
just the
versus
one job.
President.
I just see him.
So even so,
I never see him fix a pipe. He's
even,
always just
how
using
have you not
a pipe.
Seen him fix a pipe? He destroys everything within
Where's
the
pipes. Where's his
plunger? His plunger. That's how good he is. He doesn't even
he uses
need
his mouth.
A plunger.
Oh, God. So he just has a lot of shit in his mouth. I don't know if we want that as a president.
Did I say that or did my
I'm just saying.
Running campaign. I mean,
it's just what I hear.
Webb
is
a sleazy little campaign manager. I know. He's slinging mud.
Why would America vote for somebody that's constantly in war? With himself, with others, internal struggles always.
Starless in chat has a good question. Says, how will Mario defend against monkey attacks on the U.S.?
So, as somebody has been... This is good. No, this is good. As somebody that's been...
attacked
you know,
by a monkey?
Attacked by a large gorilla, because that's what, you know, Donkey Kong is. He's very suited for it. For years. That was his first actual, you know, difficulty in life was getting his loved one.
Pauline.
Yes. Yeah. Back from a giant gorilla.
By jumping over barrels.
Exactly. So, I don't know,
in an age where Harambe is such a sensitive topic,
I don't know if we
any
want...
acts of violence against gorillas are just going to be seen as antagonistic.
Well, that's a good point, Anderson. That's
okay.
A good point.
If you go back to the file footage, and these are documented files, if you see when he actually gets to the said monkey up top, he does no fines to him. He just gets his girlfriend and he goes. He's all about the nonviolent solutions. All right. Thank you.
I like it.
Remember, it's me, 2016.
I like how Starless was channeling his inner Ken Bone with that question.
Yeah. Right?
That was great. All right, Jessica. And then why should we consider Soldier 76
so,
the president?
So, unlike Master Chief, who is against all illegal aliens.
Whoa!
And Mario here, who steps on the little guy literally. Jumps on him. Mm.
He's
all over the little guy.
So many turtles.
Soldier 76.
He's not popular in the turtle community here.
Is a dedicated, not even a war hero for the United States, but for the world. He was part of one of the best organizations that stopped a war from happening, Overwatch.
Hmm.
He led Overwatch and stopped the war and is continuing to this day to help the little guy. Saving lives.
If he's such a
campaign,
standing up against gang violence.
What's his campaign slogan? Does he have one?
We're all soldiers now.
I love it.
So it kind of sounds like he wants to, you know,
peace,
create soldiers.
Justice.
Really? We're all soldiers now? You're running on the slogan of we're all soldiers now.
He worked.
Why is
stop.
He hiding? If he's such a hero, why is he hiding?
Oh, he's not.
Are there any truths to the rumors of his illegitimate children?
In Mexico?
I mean,
no.
I didn't say Mexico. Are they in Mexico?
We didn't see.
Is that,
I mean,
Soldier 76 is an upstanding American citizen who has countlessly helped the little guy.
Why does he hide his face?
Well, that's...
What's he have to hide?
He hasn't. Have you seen the Overwatch posters? All the slogans, his face is all over it.
Those
he's
were
just
years
older
back.
Now.
Oh.
So it helps him breathe. And he has Winston, who is the brains of the operation.
Oh, he's just blazing over the... What is he, Darth Vader?
Why would you discriminate against the disabled?
Wait a minute. So
you talk about me slinging mud.
The running mate for 76 is Winston?
Yes.
That's...
Yeah.
Gonna do great with the gorilla community.
See? Look.
Well,
Mario's
about,
against.
I would just like to point out Master Chief has had no issues with gorillas.
But illegal aliens all across the board.
Well, if they attack the Earth, yeah, he's gonna do something.
I would like
how
to
do you
point
know
out,
they were attacking?
I would like to
how
point
you know?
Out that
maybe they're trying to make peace and you just
the,
shot
like,
them
actual
first.
Debate
because because they shot at us.
Can we do a couple of things? Winston, one, not human. Two.
Wow.
So
wow.
Now
we just
no.
You racist.
Two.
Racist.
Two. Well, these are prerequisites for being president. Two.
Oh, he's vice
is
president.
Is he even American?
Though. Oh, yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Because is Mario?
Mario. Oh, yes. That's what I wanted to get to. Mario, an Italian American, is definitely an American. He was crafted and created by
wait, so
a
he's
Japanese
not a real
man.
Person.
Oh, none of these people are?
So his father?
Yeah. This. Your argument is invalid. Web.
Mario lives in a fantasy world.
I thought we were acting like he was like, okay.
Yeah. Well, then he's an Italian guy from New York because that's what he was modeled after.
But he has a Japanese dad. You know what?
Hey, Barack has a African dad. Does that make him less American? No, it doesn't. And he is president currently.
Wow.
Just saying.
So there you go.
Winston's father, technically, his adopted father is American.
Winston's father genetically modified a gorilla.
And I think it goes by
how
are
can we
you
trust
discriminating against genetically how, modified human beings?
How can we trust somebody
like,
that's not even...
Because then I'd be out.
That's not even real. Both of you two are genetically... Yeah, you guys are genetically
maybe you
modified
should be genetically
candidates.
Modified, you short, stubby Italian.
Whoa! Now we're going to name calling.
This is just like the
now
real
we're going to name
now.
Calling.
100% just like the real debate.
Do you guys want to vote... Do you want to vote for somebody that's not even a real blooded American? Or just some science
Soldier
lab?
76 is as American as it gets. He wears red, freaks. White, and blue every day of his life.
You want to talk about red-blooded Americans? Mm-hmm. Nothing says red-blooded American like war. And nobody knows war like the Master Chief.
And that's what you guys, you want to lead us
nobody
right into the next
war. Nobody
stops
war and keeps the peace and saves countless lives like Soldier 76.
His first name is Soldier.
Yeah, a soldier for peace and love.
What was
and
the,
justice.
Why did they the disband
green.
Overwatch?
The Green Party?
What was that?
Why did they disband Overwatch? Which he
was
stupid. Lead of.
They're so stupid.
Oh, because they're stupid?
They just got back together.
Wait, so now Americans are stupid? Is
that's
that what?
Incredible defense because they're stupid. Is
because... Because Overwatch did their job right
did
and well.
Did they?
And
then why are we under attack by the Omniacs?
And, you know, that's just, you know, terrible. And that's why they're coming back to help everyone out. Come on, Winston stepped up and he summoned the Overwatch crew again to come
so you're,
and help
you're
the
candidate
world.
For president.
You're calling
didn't
them for help.
Didn't even have the guts to do it himself. He
had
to have
the
monkey
president?
Do it.
No, he was fighting for the little guy the whole time.
Oh, fighting for his illegitimate children, right? Down in Mexico.
No, fighting for justice.
Is that her name?
Is that her name? Is that her daughter's name that we saw in the clip?
Justicia.
He has been fighting gang violence for so long.
We want to know, who is Sombra?
Yeah, now Sombra's going to rig our election. Exactly. Regardless. So that's the choices, people. It will be posted after the show on our Twitter page. So go to twitter.com/videogamebang. You can find us at Video Game Bang. I will get it posted after the show, and we'll see what the hell comes out of this insane debate.
Vote 76.
Starless says, Mario, the real question, why is this debate not on TV instead of the actual debate? Right.
Should we come back next week with preparations?
Well, maybe we can do it on the weekend show. If you want, if you want to dedicate more stuff to this,
yeah, we can. I can
to hype it up more, but then we'll do the results next week. Next
Wednesday. I like Ego Brain's explanation. Overwatch was disbanded because of the Sokovia record.
Uh-oh.
The Sokovia Accords.
Yeah.
All right. So next segment is brand new theme song. I think you're going to enjoy
there
it.
Here we go.
Web's telling the news.
I thought you were
going to. Is that it?
Web's, that's it.
Web spreading the news.
Web's slinging the news.
I mean, I thought you were actually going to record.
No, it's a live bit now.
Oh, okay.
And anyone could join. And in fact, I invite you to join me.
What we got on the first docket here?
Okay. So, Rockstar came out with a little bit of an announcement this week. Started on Sunday, they've been teasing Red Dead Redemption players all week.
Shivers.
And Sunday they released, there was no words. All it was red background with the Rockstar logo. And it was like the red, like kind of rugged background they used. Excuse me, I was told I had the floor.
Sorry.
Hold your bowels.
A little gassy.
It's the so then on Monday they released another picture. It was kind of like some cowboys over a sunset, and that's when everybody was like, that's what it is. But people were still doubting. People thought maybe this is just an HD.
Why would you doubt?
Because people
at cowboys.
The Magnificent Seven, the video
awesome
game.
Awesome movie though. Awesome
great movie.
Yeah.
A lot really of people were saying, what if this
just...
Oh, did it?
Yeah,
oh,
no,
it hey. Where was I?
Oops, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Spoilers.
No. Nobody wanted to hear this again.
You better switch it up.
Lead up.
Like Sinatra over here. Sing it like Sinatra.
Web spreading the news.
Whoa.
I've heard worse.
Yeah.
Because people were doubting because they thought, okay, well, let's not get too excited. This could just be an HD remake. Well, yesterday, Rockstar just went full bore. Red Dead Redemption 2 is happening. It's coming out fall 2017.
Awesome.
And there's a trailer being released tomorrow
will
or
there
today,
be zombies?
Depending on when you're listening to this.
God, I hope so.
On Thursday the 20th.
I really hope they add the zombies again, because that was a great DLC.
That was amazing.
I feel like I would rank it in one of the top like five DLCs of all time.
I'd rank it as one of the top five games of all time. Like, I'm sorry, that may be a little extreme, but I really loved Red Dead. I think I loved it game. Better than any of the GTAs.
Oh,
sorry.
This new GTA, you know, with all these updates.
Oh, well, true. Technically,
what
that's
about
a great
without
game,
the updates?
Without the updates. Okay, are we talking about just basic stories?
Like no DLCs
vanilla
at all.
GTA.
If we're talking about vanilla GTA, and then vanilla Red Dead. To me, Red Dead Redemption hands down beats all the other GTAs. But that online, the GTA, of course, and the updates like bump that game way up. But no, Red Dead's, because Red Dead's story was just good.
Like, yeah, the story was so good.
Good, yeah.
And something about taking GTA mechanics and putting it in that era with horses and tying up people and putting them on the train tracks to get achievements. Remember that time? I look at it more fondly because we had such great times on the game.
The experiences.
You remember where there's that achievement where you had to ride from one city to the furthest city on the map in like
and before
5
the sun,
minutes or
before
something?
Before the sunset.
Yeah. One sunset. The other posse on the server knew what we were doing. And remember they tried to foil us?
Oh, yeah.
You could not, thanks.
It was like a Pony Express type of race.
We were getting chased at one point. I remember us like trying to hold this tower.
When we were at the cliffside base or whatever.
Yeah.
And those guys kept, we're not using whatever, the auto aim or whatever that thing was. Or the lock-on.
Yeah. We were with Noel. And I remember one point, like, we just got overrun by people, and we were trying to escape. And me and Noel are riding basically side by side, and I see him get knocked off his horse. And I was like, sorry, Noel. He's dead. He's like, oh, you bitch. Come back.
Yeah.
The game is definitely – I'm surprised they didn't do a lot more DLC than they did. Like –
I feel like that was like the first kind of era of DLC era.
It could have been, yeah. You could have.
Which is kind of games.
But I'm very happy that they didn't kind of go the route of GTA 5 and just do an HD one for this next gen console type of deal.
Right, and that's what a lot of people thought was going to happen.
Very happy that they didn't go that route.
And people were just coming out flat out and saying it's not going to happen. It's just an HD remake, and they were wrong.
I can't wait to this trailer because I want to see what they're going to. I love Westerns.
Yeah.
Just watch the new Magnificent Seven. Good Lord.
I want to see it so bad.
It looks like a good movie.
It's really good.
It's good. You got Denzel. You got Chris Pratt.
Sign me up.
It's
That's what I say.
To me, it's I think I liked it a lot because it's not what I expected to happen. Like, you watched it, Corey?
Speaking of Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
The
new Guardians trailer.
Oh, yeah. I watched that. The teaser. Very good. Very good. No, it's
definitely. Magnificent Seven. I watched it. I thought it was really good.
No, I was just saying that at the end, I didn't.
Did you see the original?
No, I've seen Samurai 7, the anime. I've seen the Seven Samurai, the old black and white movie. I've seen the Magnificent Seven, the cowboy movie.
I love about Westerns is they'll kill characters. You know,
That's what the Suicide Squad should have done.
Oh, yeah. God.
When I watched that movie, I was like, so Suicide Squad couldn't put a bullet in Will Smith's head.
They don't kill off characters too often in the superhero universe. Because what if they want to use them for something else?
Suicide Squad rotates people like underwear. Like,
yeah, but Deadshot is like a main
keep
dude.
You
could probably kill people. Like Killer Croc. How ironic would that be?
See, but no, I can't wait. The trailer's coming out tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
what
or
I noticed
today,
about
whatever it is.
The advert, as we call it in the biz, is that there is seven guys.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if that's significant.
I think
seven,
that is.
If there's seven man posse or. And remember when there was Red Dead rumors coming out before that they were going to use the same campaign mechanic?
Red Dead rumors. Is that like the fourth game that
that's
we don't
a new
know
website
about?
That we just started up, reddeadrumors.com.
It's a mix between Red Dead 1, but you play it only to Fleetwood Mac songs.
That's horrible.
Revolver.
That was a music joke.
Red Dead.
What I was saying, you know how GTA had the three character campaign?
Yeah.
And the fourth was your character?
Your online, yeah.
From what I heard, rumors was that the next Red Dead was going to be the three-character campaign, but one of them was going to be your online character.
Oh, okay. So that'd be cool. To integrate them inside your single-player.
In the actual game.
Yeah, so you'd be playing probably primarily as your actual online character, so there's that connection between the two worlds. Because right now, GTA Online is very different. You know, you have your three characters that you ran through this crazy campaign with, And then you have this fucking nutso character that you just blow shit up with.
What's pretty cool, though, with the GTA Online is they're, with all the missions and stuff that they've put on there, well, now that I've gotten back into it, they've got, like, cutscenes for these missions and stuff like that. So it feels kind of like you're playing the single player, but just as your character in this world now. Until you get into, like, the open world, and it's like everybody's going crazy and stuff like that. So, but it's, I don't know, if they can mimic that with this Red Dead, it might be game of the century, people.
Yeah, it might be.
I'm excited for the trailer tomorrow, because I think we're going to find out a lot more. Things are going to be more set in stone tomorrow. Like, when the map came out, it looked like it was going to take place in New Bordeaux, which is where Mafia 3 takes place. And so it'd be cool to see
one
if that...
whole cohesive... What if they did do that? Like, everything is just one giant... Is that... Because is Mafia, is that the same world as GTA? Or no?
I don't think so. It's not Rockstar, is it?
I thought Mafia was
it's,
I don't know why Rockstar would do two different games that are so similar.
Mafia is 2K.
Oh, it's 2K? Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, but that would be cool if, like, you're on Vice City.
But, like, that'd be kind of cool, yeah. So you know that universe is connected.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's all one giant thing. And then you could play the games chronologically.
Yeah. And then there's
right?
yeah.
Western,
time travel,
40s.
Yeah, yeah.
Modern.
Play it all the way up.
That's actually pretty cool. Rockstar.
That, the DJ Laszlo. Like, Laszlo's great-great-great grandpa is, like, an announcer in one of the pubs or something.
See? Yeah. That'd be dope.
What's next, Webb? What do we got?
All right. So, Sombra in Overwatch.
Is she in Overwatch, though?
Is she? They determined what Sombra is Spanish for.
Oh. Waiting?
Cock tease.
That's cock horrible. Tease.
Legit?
No, that's not.
It should be, though, because, like, we've all been waiting.
It's been horrible.
I haven't, though.
I feel like Sombra is probably not going to even mean anything. It's probably just a name. Like,
probably.
No, I would stop playing.
Sombrero.
I love the game. I would quit if they fucked us over that way.
If Sombra didn't mean anything?
If Sombra wasn't a character?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying her name probably doesn't mean anything.
Sombra has a translation.
All right, so while you look that up, so for months we've been waiting for this character.
Okay.
Months we've been waiting, and a couple months ago we saw this countdown. Or an upload. Did you find the translation?
Shadow.
Ooh. There you go.
Which makes sense because
Reaper's
of the kind
daughter.
Of character she is. There was this upload that's been going on for the past 2 months.
Okay.
And it was basically a countdown, and it ended yesterday.
It
was a website.
Correct? They had like a loading bar or something, and
the way we found it was through, I mean, deciphering all these clues, these hidden codes.
Yeah,
these
and
codes.
By
yeah.
we, you say someone on the internet.
Exactly.
Who's way more sophisticated than us.
And has more time to dedicate to this
Not
stuff.
Too.
So, okay, so this upload happened. It was a Tuesday. Game patches come out on Tuesday. Sombra's going to be here last
Tuesday,
night.
Right?
Tuesday.
Yeah.
No. The upload ended. And
there's a giant middle finger.
Like,
yeah, and then Blizzard was like, suckers, you just wasted your time.
Everyone thought, you know, because the ending of it landed around Tuesday where they do the Tuesday push.
Right.
And so when it didn't come out that night, it's, you know, we're well into Wednesday, still nothing. It's just kind of been one of those, another standard Blizzard thing. So they're probably going to wait until BlizzCon. Make an announcement on the stage. My prediction, I'm calling it.
They should do it like
think,
the Tuesday before BlizzCon.
I think they should do it during BlizzCon, and they have it be to where she hacks during the presentation.
That's what I was going
to
say.
You already called it.
I was going off of yours.
Like professional wrestling style, you know, like when something's going on and the lights go out.
Yeah.
And Undertaker's music plays.
Legitimately, Reaper... He tries to hack all the Overwatch files. So maybe Sombra is Reaper's daughter, and she's a hacker.
Maybe he's trying to find her.
Yeah.
So,
from the shadows.
Oh, snap!
Yeah!
And her name means shadow.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying.
Lord. It's like people finding out there's a sky or something.
Yeah.
It's like people say, hey, you hear that Wiz Khalifa?
No, the whole thing is, I think... I'm probably alone on this, but it's already overhyped.
No. You are not alone. You're not alone on this.
It's already overhyped.
Because, and here's the thing. Okay, so the upload ended. It seemed like nothing happened, but actually there were more clues released. There was also a patch last night. So first, this is everything that we now know. When the counter finished, there is a reference to Moment in Crime, the site. Okay. Momentincrime.com, which was discovered from a previous clue before the countdown happened. Okay. It referenced Bastion, and it was I think it was Spanish, and it basically translated to Bastion Unit E-43 is compromised.
Which is the bastion
that you play. So one last bastion there is. So the patch happened. Everybody tested out playing Bastion. Last night, probably more people played Bastion than ever. Because they were trying to see, is his characteristics any different? Does he do anything different? Not really. But in Dorado, in the map in the game, there's always been references to Sombra. Like, since she's been released. That's where a lot of the stuff has been. But now you can hear beeps from like a bastion beeping, and it's actually Morse code.
Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be?
So when you translate the Morse code, it translates to www.
Good Lord.
Lumerica.
This reminds me X. of do you remember Aaron Black Dynamite?
Oh no, yeah. This is definitely the diner scene. This is definitely the diner scene. Now split it back where it dropped the S. Yeah. That's exactly what this is. Exactly right. What this is.
So basically it translates to a website, lumerico.mx.
Isn't that a drug?
Lumerico? No. But Sombra is.
That's a better drug.
Yeah. Like, good sort of Lumerica.
Not that I
wait, what's Lumerica?
Would know or anything.
Oh well, this is Lumerico, so it's the male version. It's a fictional Omniac website. The site has a phone number which you can call, and it reveals another coded message.
Good Lord.
That translates to take control. Going to lumerico.mx/take control reveals a page full of giant code that people are now working to decrypt. So that's where we're at right now.
That's so dumb.
A lot of people are upset, and the most popular thread on the Overwatch Reddit is titled, Blizzard, please do not treat future characters like Sombra.
Please don't. Well, it's cool for like a week.
That's what they were saying. Yeah. They said it was cool, but it's been too much. And I think it kind of started like they got too close to BlizzCon and realized, well, wait a minute, why just make it BlizzCon?
Well, if everything is in Dorado, maybe it's the little girl from Hero 76's animated short. The little girl, because she's like, heroes do exist or something. Like, I don't know where that falls in the timeline.
Yeah, I mean, it could be, but
because that could have been from Soldier 76's past. We don't know.
True. At the end of the day, everybody just wants the damn character to be.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But it is interesting because they have in the cinematic trailer or whatever, like all of this giant lineup of characters, and we've only seen a few of them, like Tracer, Dragon, and stuff. Like, what if she's in there? Like, I want to go back and watch.
Yeah, they got videos where they freeze frame on those things.
Or, like, what if, hopefully, like, those characters get, like, put in the game. Like, that would be some cool
ones. When you think about all the MOBAs that are out, and they drop character after character after character, like, come on, let's go Overwatch.
I think the idea is cool. It's cool that they're kind of bringing it into the real world.
Yeah, understandable.
But know your limits.
And they've passed their limit. Wait, they've junked the shark.
So now she needs to be a kick-ass
character. She can't be.
Why not?
Because that breaks the game then.
Her being a cool character?
No, like, not an OP character. She just needs to be like really. She just needs to be a cool character. That'd be
fun. And then
a character that people that would live up to the hype.
They've done an okay job balancing. Or they've only had one new character so far.
Basically,
she's meta, but she's not OP. She's
very balanced character. Most every single I want to say every single character has something like computeristic about their like outfit or something. Maybe she can hack into that and like freeze people or stop your weapon from working. Or, you know, something kind of cool, but only temporarily, not for like the whole match.
Yeah.
It's to just release the damn character.
We're not going to see her.
All this speculating is
2 weeks until BlizzCon. We're not going to see her before BlizzCon.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for joining us. This was an interesting show. I liked it. I thought it was very fun. We got a little goofy pants in there with our brain bang question. So please go check our Twitter and vote for your candidate. We'll do more this weekend with that. Jessica will either have to make it a Saturday appearance or something, maybe.
I'll send in a video campaign clip.
It's even better, actually. That might work.
That would be awesome.
Like a cheesy campaign thing.
Soldier 76.
Message paid for by the Overwatch Corporation.
He likes your children.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for watching the stream. Follow us on all the social medias. Subscribe to the podcast. Say nice things. Be good to other people. You just got banged.
Mario.